When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yo, what's kicking?
Yo,
I'm Leon.
I'm Tegan.
Tegan.
I'm Ellie.
And welcome to Good Time,
Not a Long Time,
a weekly comedy podcast where we vant, do random quizzes, discuss the latest news, and give out questionable advice. But first, here is the rundown.
In this week's episode, Leon lies.
Tegan,
I'll never fucking lie, Leon.
Yeah. Leon, that's straight. That is...
yeah, but like...
Ellie attempts to harmonize.
Okay.
And Tegan dies.
Have a drink.
Now, without wasting any time,
let's get straight into the podcast.
Well, isn't this a bit weird?
So, a podcast. Sure.
I was going to say it's over podcast. It's over Discord.
Yeah, so we are recording the podcast for the first time in a long time. Well, the first time in a long time for me. I know that you both did a distance recording before when I wasn't able to.
We did.
But for me, this is a bit weird because it's been a long time since I've done a distance podcast.
It feels illegal now to do it over Discord.
It does, to be fair, I am dying.
Tegan is not thriving, but I think the last time that we did a Discord with all three of us, my earphones kept on cutting in and out, and that mixed with Discord as well. It's just, could barely hear what anybody was saying, and anybody could barely hear what I was saying, so that was fun.
Mm. Absolute vibes.
Hopefully it should be better now, though.
Baby, are you coming for the ride?
I just want to look into your eyes.
There's been something that's been really troubling me lately in my dreaming world. And that is, I've not applied for a role in a musical or a play, in fact. And I don't think I ever will in a long time. However, I know that I used to be the main character in the school plays. That's not a brag, that's just a fact.
All right, flex on.
I'm not applying for any current roles, so there is absolutely no need at the moment for my dreams on most nights to be consisting of me going on stage and doing a play without knowing the lines. And it's a bit of a nightmarish experience in the dream because it's like, right, we've got a play that we're going to be doing in about 2 days. Leon, we need you to fill in for the main role. And then I don't learn the lines on time, so I go on and improvise the entire show. And I don't know, it's a really hellish experience. And for some reason, that is the thing that I've been dreaming of for the past, I don't know, month now. Been for the past month, and I'd like it to stop. Thank you.
You know what?
It doesn't even make any sense either because I don't want to apply for a main role in a musical or a play, and I'm not currently applying, so it's weird.
All I'm going to say is that just means that it's happening somewhere else in the multiverse.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
In the multiverse.
And you know what? I'm okay with that.
I think it was definitely inspired by the play that goes wrong. It's got to be. That can be the only other explanation for your dream.
Maybe.
We do need to talk about that, but yeah.
Unless... Oh, yeah. But even then, the play that goes wrong, it's funny. It's comedic.
No,
when
Brian Corrigan.
In my dreams, it's really serious. Like, it's properly serious. And I end up having a massive freak out in my dream. It's like, oh, my word, I don't know the lines. What am I supposed to do?
It was serious to Chris. He was fighting on stage. Not fighting. He jumped off the stage that I wasn't prepared for. I was like, oh.
I know. I wish I was that little girl getting shouted at. I wish that was me. And we got to see Nancy Zabit. Oh, my
word. That's true. I've never seen you shit your pants so much over someone. You
no,
like,
honestly. What was his
Zabit?
Comment? Oh, if Brian Horrigan said to me, right, he sat right next to me. He went, Brian, is it Corrigan? Is it Corrigan or Horrigan?
Corrigan.
Viney Corrigan.
Corrigan. Yeah. Right, if she's in this like play, whatever, I'm going to lactate, were his words exactly. And this old man was sat next to me and just sort of looked at him and was like, well, what the fuck? And I was like, mate, there's people around. You can't be saying this so loudly in public. Like,
it was funny.
People aren't going to get it.
It was really funny.
So, unfortunately, Briony Corrigan, my wife in my head.
Your wife in another multiverse.
My wife in another multiverse.
The thing is, for me, all the stage characters were brilliant, but the fucking guy sat up in the box, he was my absolute favourite. He was an icon. I loved him more than anyone in the play.
So, do you know how I was like, that's not the original Trevor?
Mm.
Yeah. He actually was the original Trevor, because I looked back at the Royal Variety performance and it was him. The newer Trevor that I'm sure Ellie's also familiar with as well,
mm-hmm.
only came in during the Peter Pan Goes Wrong and from that point onwards. So yeah.
Well, Trevor is my favourite. I also think he's got one of the hardest roles ever, because for a lot of it he's just sat there, but he's still got to be sat in character.
Oh yeah.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Also, guys, the UK has had a heatwave in the past few days.
Yes,
which
it has.
I think has officially fucking killed me off. But not just that, it's made me realise I've got to change my ways.
Your ways?
Okay.
I can't deal with the fucking heatwave heat. How the fuck am I going to cope in hell? Oh. I've got to start doing some fucking confessions or some shit. I've got to start changing my ways because I can't cope. It's unbearable in there.
This is some Scrooge Christmas Carol shit. Like, I've got to change my ways.
Like,
wow.
I love you, but I'm not staying. You know what I mean? Like,
you know
that's the case.
Joke's on me for thinking that it was going to be like a really serious... You know, really serious. You know what, guys? I think I'm gonna have to change something about the way I'm living. You know, I thought it was gonna be something serious, but no, it's just
that is serious.
I can't deal with the heat.
That's serious.
How am I gonna live in hell?
That is serious.
Maybe that is the point, though. Maybe because you are in hell, it's a lifetime of torture,
also,
isn't it? So it would be fitting.
I want praise.
No.
Sorry, I'm not being funny. I have had days of it being hot as fuck with like 30. Toddlers and babies. Praise me. Praise me.
Hallelujah.
No.
Yeah, I will. Imagine.
Okay, go on then, Leon. I'm not. Go on then, Leon. Go on, bestie. Go and do it.
You go run around
yesterday. With like, obviously, I don't ever explain. There's a parent who like lives right behind the nursery and her window's always open. So she must hear so much that goes on in that garden. And literally yesterday, about 10 minutes after this whole situation, she sticks her head out to see her son. And I'm like, oh my God, you've probably just heard me going mad at these children. Right? I was going, so they have. There's now a section where they have to ride on the bikes, so not allowed to take the bikes anywhere else. But none of them listened to this, and it was hot, and I was sweaty, and I was getting angry, and all these kids were hot and sweaty and running around, and I was like, you have all been told! The bikes, they'll be... I was going mad. I was turning to something else, right? I was going mad. And then next minute, right, one of the little lads
Miss
comes past on
back.
It. Yeah, like one of the little lads comes past on it, and I just go, I don't even want to deal with it. I just look at Jenny and go, Jenna, get him off that bike now, because he's pushed his luck now. And they all know it. And I'm looking, I'm going, you are going to reception, you are going to nursery, you need to start listening. And I'm like,
you know what?
This rule has been in place long enough. You all know better. Right, and I'm
trust.
Going to and the next minute I just go, right, everyone to the hut, we're going to have some water because I've had enough. Right,
we're gonna get a drink
enough
because I am thirsty.
Right, the thing is, I didn't even have a drink, but I don't understand. Right, I feel so bad for them because I know they're like 2 and 3 and 4, and like as an adult, I can't deal with the heat, and neither can they. Like, we literally talk about for like 10 minutes because it is too hot, but like they can't even vocalize what's wrong with them, and then like it's just it was an absolute breakdown of a situation. Like, everyone had enough and we're all just like, well, can we just not? And some of the older kids who like understand are all just looking at me like, do you want to chill out, babes? Like, do you want to stop? Like, like, do you want to not? And then I'm just like, but they think like they're all going, oh, I'm too hot, and I'm like, right, and they start running around. I'm like, that's not going to help, is it? Walking feet had enough.
But kind hands,
and then,
walking feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listening ears.
Yeah. With kind hands and kind feet.
Oh, do you want to know this is what we do when we go, what are the rules of the nursery? We have kind, and they all go hands. And then we say, we have kind feet. We listen. Oh, no, we are kind to our friends, and we listen to the staff. That's the rules of the nursery.
Well, clearly they broke all of those rules
past
2 days.
Oh, yeah. I mean, so yesterday my brothers came because my mum was pulling stuff, and they came for the evening. The fucking one of the 2-year-olds had my 9-year-old brother pinned to the floor, and I'm like, Harry, you are 9 years old. How can you not tell a 2-year-old to stop?
What's
like,
on earth?
I'm like, you deserve it at this point. I was like, I was going, yes, you 2-year-old. I always can't say the name, but I was like, yes, 2-year-old, yes, bestie.
Well, I mean, it's not like Harry can you know, drop kick the 2-year-old to the floor.
No, he could say the child's name and say, stop, he knew his name. I was like, tell him to stop.
That is true.
But he just didn't. That is true. There was one baby yesterday, he's nearly a toddler, and he literally didn't have a nap. None of them had a nap at nap time because it was too hot for them. And you know what? I don't blame them. I was trying to get him all to sleep, and I'm just looking at him like, you're not going to go to sleep. I was like, get your shoes on, go, get your sandals, let's go. We're not doing this. I'm not doing this today. I've not got time for it in my life. So then when we came back in from outside, this child was just screaming the place down. So I went, needs a sleep. So we put him in the cot. He went to sleep. He woke up after about 45 minutes, mate. He was just crying. He was sweaty. I mean, his hair was stuck to his head. I was like, let us just have a cuddle. He didn't want that. I ended up having to phone his mum and I was like, look, I'm so sorry, babes, but I've tried everything. He's not happy. And she's like, it's all right, I'll come for him, don't worry.
Oh, bless.
It's too hot to cope. Stop.
It was ridiculously hot yesterday.
Yeah, and inside the building, it was 26 degrees inside. No fucking air.
Inside?
At all. Yeah, because we've got no fans. Yeah, and
surely aircon is a requirement, especially in a place of education with children.
I agree, but I was dying and I felt so sorry for all them children. Like, all the babies were just in vests. Like, they were just in the vests. Like, we were like, no clothes today, just vests. Like, we're not, you're not wearing trousers. Fuck that.
No,
do you know,
yeah.
We have some parents, I don't get it out of my nursery. I don't understand. So the children, they, in the middle of winter, come dressed like it's fucking summer. In the middle of summer, they come dressed like it's fucking winter. I'm like, you do not need a jumper. Who has brought you with a jumper today? How stupid.
Style takes priority over
practicality. Like, one mum the night told me that she's put them in a long sleeve top because then there doesn't need to be any sun cream on those areas. Yeah, but the kid's fucking sweating his bollocks off.
Yeah.
Like, no, he needs, like, we'll put the sun cream on. If you don't want to do it, we will do it. Just, what, don't make him melt. Fuck me.
My situation at work is a very, you know, stark contrast to what your experience was like. Like, for these past few days in this heat wave, I've been vibing, you know. I've walked into the office, really lovely air-conditioned space. If it gets a bit too hot, because, you know, people start getting cold, so they request the aircon to be turned off. So when it starts getting a bit warm again, I pull out my desk fan, you know, put that on. We also went outside, went to the ice cream van, got some ice cream. We all sat there and, you know, had a little chat between us as colleagues. It was a great time. It was an absolute vibe.
No need to brag. No need to brag.
You know what? I'm in the same position as Leon. We have the aircon, we've got the balcony, we had the doors open. It was in, it was really nice and cool in the classroom.
Oh.
I apologise.
Anyway, also, oh my God, there's been a big progress in my life, hasn't there, everyone? You all know what it is, and if you say you don't, you're all a pair of dicks.
Wait, I want to guess. Is it Scandal?
Oh my God, yes. So I'm on this show. Now, I'd like to clarify, I love this show, but not for this. I have not rushed. I am not spoiling it for myself. Minus one thing. I'm actually watching it for what it is. I just think I enjoy this show on a genuine level. Grey's Anatomy is genuine, but like, I mean, like, not on like an, I'm not obsessed. But I honestly mean this with my heart. This is one of the best TV shows I've ever watched in my life. Oh my God, so better, much better. It's better than fucking Suits.
What?
Yes, mate. So I'm going to tell you the story of it. So basically,
that's a scandal in itself.
Right. So Olivia Pope, she is a lawyer, or a gladiator, as they say, the team. So basically, Olivia Pope is a fixer. She can fix any situation, right? Now, she is part of Olivia Pope and Associates, right?
And
she has pinpicked all these people because they all have problems in their life and she has fixed them, helped to fix them. And that's what they have, like, a loyalty to her. She's loyal to them, right?
Yes.
However, Miss Pope has a big fucking problem. So, their associate team, they kind of get, people go to them before the police are kind of fully involved, so they can kind of help spin things before the law's involved. It's a bit naughty, but in a good way. They do it for the right reasons, basically. But Miss Pope has her own problem. So she was part of the president's election team and she helped him win. She gave him all the advice to help win. However, she is sleeping with the married president. She is sleeping with him. And that is a scandal within itself.
Dun,
and
dun,
she
dun.
Loves him. And there's been multiple moments where he's like, I'm going to leave Melle for you. And she, like, denied an engagement so she could be with him. And then, because Cyrus got involved, who plays Thatcher in Grey's Anatomy, good old Meredith's dad.
Oh, yeah,
he's gay
in this,
though. He is a gay man, and I support him, but I don't because he has done some very naughty things. But he spoke to him because he's like what Biden was to Obama and what...
A vice president.
Yeah, vice president, yes. But then also, Ellie's fucking great, isn't it? Mama Gray. She's there.
Mama Gray, Ellis Gray.
And she's part of the other, like the other party. Obviously, America's got two, hasn't it? It's part of the other party and she's like against. But anyway, that's irrelevant. But the other night I was watching it, right? So I ended up sending you a voice note and I was like, oh, what the fuck has just happened? Like, I actually physically gasped. I was like, oh no, this is not okay. So I'm on season 2, episode 4, I think it was. And I'm there and there's something's been someone's been murdered, right? No, oh my God, no. So one of the associates ended up getting arrested for apparently murdering her boyfriend. Turns out she didn't do it, and there's a whole reason why, and this reason why, and I'm going to spoil it because I don't care, because I know you're not going to watch it, but you really fucking should. Basically, right, the actual police investigator is like proper investigating, he's been sacked from his job, he's like proper like, he thinks there's more to this. He finds out that no matter what happened, no matter what happened, if you vote, that the president would have won, like Fitz would have won regardless of who you voted for, right? And her boyfriend was involved in it and basically got murdered. But then next minute, the guy who's been interviewed, they're all at his like little gaff place and, well, his office, and fucking Olivia Pope turns up, fucking the president's wife, the vice president, fucking someone else, and they all knew about it and they all helped it happen. And that's been the scandal. That's the scandal. Oh my God.
Oh, wow.
But the president didn't know, like, he genuinely didn't know this. And now he's found out and he's really fucking annoyed with Olivia Pope and he's fucked her off. But then he sent some guy who was actually Teddy's husband in Grey's Anatomy.
Yes.
He is in it now and he's been sent to go and watch her and like try and like go on a date with her and try and like keep an eye on tabs. And this guy's like, she's fine, she's no threat. And he's like, you don't know her. Because you know she could fucking do you dirty, mate. And she wouldn't because she loves you. But it's so good, I can't even explain. Oh my God, oh, I'm obsessed.
You want me? Earn me.
Oh no, Olivia Pope. And she never fucking misses, to be fair. She dresses like a fucking queen. I am sorry, she never misses a beat.
I know I've said this to you, but the thing when she was wearing the white coat, she just needs to be in Grey's Anatomy. The spice, the tension.
Kerry Washington's an icon, to be fair.
She is, you know what, I'll stand by that.
She does not give two fucks about anything. She will tell you how it is.
I still believe you should watch Veep. Since you've got into the presidency stuff, Veep, you have to watch.
Yeah, well, I wasn't thinking Scandal was about a presidency because I thought it was just about her being a lawyer, but it's really not. It's actually quite political. Like, and then the other episode the other day, fucking Fitz got shot in the fucking head, mate.
Oh, that's
right?
Not good.
He survived, but he was fucking shot, mate. And I was like, whoa. And that was all involved in it as well. It was
like, whoa.
How many seasons is it?
Only 7.
Only 7?
Yeah, only 7. And I think they're about 40, 50 minutes long.
Okay, Leon, you can either watch Scandal or Grey's. Grey's, there's 18 seasons. Pick your poison.
I will pick no poison. I will pick The Cure.
No, but I understand that Grey's Anatomy is really long, but the Scandal's really just not. Like, I think there's only, like, how many is this season? And there's only 22 in a season, and there wasn't season 1. Season 1, there was not that many. There was literally 7.
Season 1, there's never long episodes because they never know if it's going to take
season
off.
Season 3 is 18.
Okay, that's not too bad.
Season 4, I'm dying, there's 22 again.
It's still, it's a lot of episodes, though. Like, I can't binge any long TV series at this moment in time.
Leon, Suits has got more.
Yeah, but that was before I was working, if you remember. I think that was, like, during a break period or something, or when I was waiting for results.
Leon,
I watched Suits. I binged Suits when I had so much free time.
Yeah, but this, you don't need... This doesn't need binging. Like, you can watch a few episodes a night. It's so good.
Yeah, but it's just going to be an ongoing thing. It's ongoing. It's like, you know, there's new TV shows coming out and things. I need to watch them. And for example, Miss Marvel, I'm watching that at the moment. Kenobi, that's what I'm watching every week.
Oh my God, I watched an episode of Kenobi and I was like, what the fuck is going on? Kid fucking running around. Like, what the fuck was she doing?
I had to explain to her when we watched a little bit of Kenobi when we came back from... Manchester last weekend we went to Manchester?
No, the weekend before.
Weekend before that. When we went, I had to explain to her that Leia and Luke are twins and that Darth Vader is Luke's dad. And
no, I knew
also,
that Darth
also
Vader
Leia's
was Luke's
dad.
But I always thought that like Leia and Luke snogged.
Yeah, I said they did, but then they didn't know they were brother and sister before they did.
Because incest is wincest and all that. Do you know what I mean? Like, what the fuck?
I was not, it wasn't a snog, it was a kiss. It was a peck. But I would not recommend watching Kenobi if you don't know.
I wasn't intending to. Anything Dave else. Was watching it. I was just sat there. I don't like Star Wars. I don't give a fuck.
Anyway, back onto the Grey subject really quick. This is just for Tegan. I've just watched... don't sigh at me, Leon. There's the door. Anyway, right. Just watched episode 9 and Hayes has just handed his...
Yeah, don't talk to me about it. Don't talk to me about it.
Does he leave? This is what I need to know.
I will riot!
No! I need my Irish love back. Where is he? No.
Big rip, because he's gone.
Nick Marsh, get in the bin. Hayes, come back. No.
Honestly. Hayes no. or Nathan are the only ones. Or DeLuca, to be fair. I was a fan of DeLuca, but no one else was. And to be fair, the age gap does bother me. But not no. Nick Marsh. Literally, no, she's on my shoe would be a better match for Meredith Grey.
Yeah, no. Nick Marsh, no. No, you have kids, Meredith, and you're... No.
Anyway, I think it's our time to move on to Ellie's segment, Nerd Off.
Yeah. This week's quiz is 10 points, and then the theme is, I was going to add in something extra, but then nah. And the theme is this week, eggs. Just eggs.
Eggs.
Just eggs. Just eggs. And I thought, this is just...
Wait, okay. Sorry to the podcast listeners for my just pure confusion, but before we started this episode, Ellie said that this is something that Tegan... will know the most.
No, right.
And you come out and
that
say,
that's a lie. All men do is lie. That's not what she said. Actually, it's very up to Tegan. Like, she Tegan would like it.
Thank you. I know it's Tegan.
Don't fucking lie, Leon.
Yeah, yeah. Leon, that's straight. You pulled that straight from
me. I thought it was going to be something like, I don't know, TV show related or maybe another thing about the monarchy or whatnot.
Have you met me?
Eggs.
Poached eggs, fried eggs, scrambled egg. She loves fucking eggs. Eggs, so good. Although scrambled egg does stink, so I have to put tomato ketchup on it. I don't even like tomato ketchup, but that's the only thing that gets rid of the smell.
Told you. Right, okay, number one.
Well, they are eggs.
Question time. Approximately, how many tiny pores are there on a chicken's eggshell? So it's like the tiny little holes on the shell. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'll give it
to the closest.
10,000.
No,
10,000.
Higher.
Moo.
Yeah.
1,000,000.
Lower, Jesus, you're closer to 10,000.
Moo.
Tegan.
100,000.
Lower, you were closer with 10,000. Leon.
20,000.
Lower, closer but lower.
Moo. Tegan. 15,000.
Higher.
On quick.
Leon.
17,000.
Yeah! Spot on.
Yeah!
Moo.
No.
Actually, I think it's a cluck because it's chicken. Tegan, get it right.
No, my buzzer sounds moo.
Okay. On average.
Yeah, I know. It was a joke.
On average, how many eggs does a chicken lay every year? Again.
Moo. 3,000.
No, lower.
Moo.
Tegan.
100.
Higher.
I'm going.
Leon.
300.
Lower. Closer, but
moo,
lower.
Moo.
Tegan.
200.
Higher. Closer with 300.
Moo. 290.
Lower.
I'm going.
Leon.
270.
So close.
Moo. 275.
No, lower.
Moo. 265.
No, so close.
Moo. 260.
Higher.
Moo.
Leon.
264.
No, higher.
What?
Higher.
Oh, it's higher than 265.
Yeah,
oh,
Leon.
267.
No!
Moo.
Tegan.
266.
Yeah. Wait, what'd you say?
266.
Yeah, I thought you said 366. Yeah. Oh, Jesus, that was painful.
You
better keep all that in just because Tegan's constantly like, moo. Okay. What is the record distance for throwing a fresh egg without it breaking? I want this in feet and inches.
I don't fucking know. I'm not good at maths.
I'll take it in feet.
I don't know what the difference is. Fuck me.
Your feet is like the size of a...
Feet is, you know, it's a foot.
I'll give you an extra point.
Fuck off, because maths isn't that simple. Because everyone's feet are a different size, so that's not true.
Like standard feet, so it's like a size, like...
What's a standard foot size?
I don't know. Six or
definitely
seven?
Not your foot. Have you seen them? Little stumpy feet.
In a foot, there's 12 inches in a foot.
Pricks everywhere I live.
There's 12 inches in a foot, I know that.
Well.
How the fuck do you even know that? Who the fuck knows this information? What the fuck?
I know this.
Okay, I am going to kick it off, Moo Moo.
Yeah, go on.
I'm Moo.
I am...
You're Oink.
Oh, I mean Oink.
Oh, God.
So I've just I just have you in the background going, move, 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 move.
Move, 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 move.
Right, okay. I am going to say the longest distance an egg has been... Is this on grass, by the way?
It's just been thrown. Let's say it's on a flat surface, so we'll say it across grass.
I'm sure it's grass because, you know, eggs are specifically designed so when they land on grass, they don't break. So I'm going to say...
How the fuck do you know that? What?
It's just it's just a random fact.
He's taking an educated guess.
I'm going to say, you know what? Let's average it out. 50 feet.
No, a lot higher.
Oh, moo.
Tegan?
300 feet.
Closer.
Moo.
Leon?
330 feet.
Lower.
Moo.
Tegan?
315 feet.
Really close.
Moo.
Leon?
It's gone from moo, moo, moo to moo.
Leon.
Like a sassy cow. 318.
Did you say it? I just cut
yeah,
out.
Did, yeah. Oh, did you 318 say it? Feet.
Okay, well, it's going to be me. That it's going to be me.
Wait, can you hear me?
Wait, he's not answering, so.
Wait, can you? No.
Say it can again. Cut out. Say it again.
318.
Lower. Moo, oh. Moo, moo.
217. 17 feet. Yeah, I'll give someone an extra point if they can tell me the inches. It's got to be on one guess, though.
Moo.
Tegan.
10.
Yeah, well done.
Wow.
Yes, mate.
Yep.
Wow. Yes, mate.
So the record distance for throwing a fresh egg without it breaking is 317 feet and 10 inches. So far.
I walked so Tegan could run.
Okay. True or false? The older the chicken... the thinner the eggshell.
Moo.
Tegan?
True.
I am also going to say true.
It's false.
Well, aren't we a bunch of dicks?
Okay.
Yeah, don't copy me now. See? Calm's a bitch.
Okay.
I should have been the opposite.
Okay. What contains more protein? So the egg white, the yolk, or they both offer the same amount?
Moo.
Tegan?
I'm going to say they offer the same amount because... you never see bodybuilders fucking slagging it about fucking about with eggs. They just fucking down an egg or they just cook an egg and eat it. So they offer the same.
Yeah, you're right. They offer the same amount of protein.
Oh, okay. Well, I was going to answer, but obviously...
Get it right, so shut the fuck up.
Exactly. Okay, number six. What percentage of the world's eggs are eaten in the UK every year? This is a very, very high number, so don't go for like...
Really?
Seriously, ridiculously high.
Do we like eggs that much?
We love eggs. You never been to a store and seen a lot of eggs? We love eggs. We are an egg-loving country.
People use eggs in different countries better than we do. That's why I'm shocked.
I agree. But they are a delicious delicacy on toast.
We've really hit rock bottom with British culture if a delicacy of ours is eggs on toast.
Yeah, poached egg. Yeah, absolutely.
Poached egg on toast. It's a delicacy.
It's Tegan's favourite meal.
Don't fucking insult the poached egg, bestie.
Don't insult a poached egg in front of Tegan. She'll fight you into a corner.
I don't think they're the best eggs. I don't think a poached egg is the best type of egg.
I like, I don't know what you call it. I only call it a runny egg, where you just like, I have it in like my egg cup and then I dip my toast in it when
a
it's all the eggs.
Egg.
In.
Soldiers. A boiled egg.
I don't know what it's called.
I don't know his name, but it's the one where it's a boiled egg.
Yeah, the issue is it's got to be runny. If it's like, if the yolk's not like runny, then I don't want it.
Do you know what my favourite eggs are, but I only have the one when I'm poorer?
Oh, your brand of egg?
No.
Oh,
I don't think they're my brands.
Oh, okay, go on.
There is brands of eggs, what? You dickhead. Chucky eggs.
The hell are Chucky eggs?
So it sounds really rank. That's why I only have it when I'm poorer. But you like cook an egg, like scramble it, I think. Is it scrambled? Yeah. Or boiled, I suppose you could have either. I think it might be boiled, actually. Yeah, it's boiled. So you boil an egg, right?
Yeah.
And then you get like a teaspoon of butter or a tablespoon of butter and just fucking mash the fuck out of it and eat it. It's sexy.
And you have that while you're ill. Ooh, no, not while you're ill, no.
Trust me, it's fit as fuck, mate, but trust me.
Okay. So, who's going to... Go on, answer the question. What percentage of the world's eggs are eaten in the UK every year?
1 million.
No.
1,000,000%?
No.
It's in a percentage, isn't it?
No, it's not. I didn't even realise until you said percent. I was like, oh, it's a number. Just name how many eggs are eaten in the world.
Oh.
That's what I was doing, just naming a number. Yeah. So fuck off, Leon.
I'm sure she said what percentage
of
the world.
I said percentage, but just...
There we go, see?
Well, I did, not... but the answer's in a number. It's not in a percentage. So just it's a really high number, so... Just like,
right, I should get because he's argumentative.
Yeah, go on.
go on. 500 million.
No, higher.
I'm going.
Leon.
2 billion.
You're in the right. It's in the billions. It is higher, though.
Moo, 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 moo.
Tegan?
8 billion.
Higher. Yeah, higher, yeah.
Oink.
Moo.
Leon.
15 billion.
Higher.
Moo.
Tegan?
30 million.
Lower.
Oink.
Leon?
25 billion.
Ooh, lower. It's close.
Moo.
Lower.
Oink.
Tegan?
20 million.
Higher.
Billion. I meant billion. 20 billion.
Yeah, higher.
Oink. Oink.
Leon?
23 billion.
Lower.
Moo.
Oink. Oink.
Tegan?
22 billion.
Yes.
No.
Boom. Clap. Boom. Clap. Boom. Boom. Clap.
Boom. Clap.
Boom. Clap.
Clap. Boom. Okay. Okay.
If you're 5 or 82, this is something you can do.
Pop it,
like it, polka dot it, countrify it, hip-hop it. Put your hawk in the sky, move side to side.
Jump to the left,
stick it, glide. Zigzag, cross the floor, shuffle in diagonal. When the drum hits, hands on your hips. 1 foot in, 180 twist in the nerve.
And a
zigzag. Step side, lean it back, and clap three times. Shake it out, head to toe. Throw it together, this how we roll. Do the hold down,
throw down.
Do the throw down, throw down. Do the hold down, throw down.
Over Discord, this sounds tragic.
It will be because it's over Discord. Okay, this is an easy question. Which bird lays the biggest egg?
Oink, oink.
Leon.
Ostrich.
Yes. Ooh,
sorry, I was about to say that. Not the microphone. Out of 10.
Yeah.
Okay, number 8. How many eggs does the average person eat every year?
Every year.
Ooh, bloody hell.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not the average person, so I'm not a good judge of character. I could eat eggs every day for a week. It wouldn't bother me. Oh my God, I've just realised. So I always say I can eat chicken. I could eat nothing. I just like everything about a fucking chicken. It lays eggs, chicken meat. Oh my God. I need to start a chicken farm. I'd be fed for
Mate,
life.
There'll be no chickens
left. I'm
going to
be honest. Chicken isn't my favourite meat. I don't like chicken.
Oh, no.
I think chicken.
I think chicken, lamb, pork, my favourite. Turkey's me.
Oh, I can't stand lamb and I can't stand pork. Fuck that.
Lamb off the barbecue. Yeah.
Leon, you're talking to the girl that up until she was about 10 didn't like beef.
Oh, I forgot about beef.
Because when you went to high school, there was a lot of beef.
So funny. Yeah. No, like minced meat, I could not eat. It used to knock me sick. Every time you see it, I used to hate it. I only liked it in like a beef burger. Like, if I saw the minced meat, why does it look like that? Why does it look like that? That's so fucking grim.
Chicken is just, whenever it's in a dish, I'm not pleased. I never am. Because it's either too dry, and even when the chicken's moist, I still think
moist.
It's not really that nice. I'd rather have a lamb, to be fair. Lamb, any other meat, to be honest, but it's just lamb's my favourite. You know, lamb, pork,
lamb.
Beef, anything.
Baby killer.
Okay, right. How many eggs does the average person eat every year then?
Moo.
Go on.
1,050.
I don't
lower.
Think it's that much.
It's significantly lower, Tegan. If you think the average person is eating 1,000... They're going to have
person,
to have...
Person, not household.
No, person. They're having to have like 7... If it's that, then they're going to have like 3 eggs a day. She said 1,050.
Moo.
Go on, Tegan.
110.
No, higher.
Oink, oink.
Leon.
I'm going to say 350.
Lower.
Moo.
Tegan.
220.
Closer, but...
Oink.
Lower still, lower.
Oink, oink.
Leon.
210.
Lower.
Moo.
Tegan.
205.
Oh, well, they've got different noises. Tegan's a cow, so she's going moo.
205.
Lower. Lower.
Oink.
Leon.
200.
Lower.
Moo.
Tegan.
190.
Lower.
Moo.
Oink,
Leon.
I was there first.
Oh. Tegan, I'm just going to give it to Leon just because we know he's not going to win. Leon?
Like, no! What? Excuse me. I have every opportunity.
180.
Tegan.
No!
180.
100.
Lower, Tegan. Lower.
No!
Oink.
No!
Oink.
Tegan.
No!
170.
Oh, higher.
No.
Leon. 7-5.
Little bit lower.
Moo! 174.
Lower.
173.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I think that's the most aggressive YouTube ever been over a question. Okay, the last two questions. Okay.
No.
I'm not such a question yet.
It's going to be like Tourette's now. Tiga's going to walk down the street. Boo, boo, boo.
Wait.
Oh, God. Have you got a drink? Have you got a drink? Have a drink. Maybe it's best if you're not shouting mood on the microphone. Right. Okay.
I'm back in business. I'm back in Sunday. I'm still that bitch.
Okay.
Sorry to our podcast listeners there.
Okay, two questions left. The true or false? The word yolk comes from an old English word meaning yellow.
Moo.
Oink, oink.
Tegan, God.
True.
Yes.
I'm going to say false. Oh.
Okay, it's last. True. Yeah, it's true. Okay, so, last question.
Dick.
Do you want to say that again?
Suck my dick.
Yeah.
Okay, last question. What day is National Egg Day? It's been just recently, so it's been within the last 2 months.
Moo.
Tegan.
The 23rd of May.
No. Later.
Okay.
Oink, oink.
Leon.
The 1st of June.
Closer.
Moo.
Tegan.
4th of June.
Ooh. A little bit less.
Moo.
Tegan.
Ah!
3rd of June.
Yeah. Okay.
You set yourself up to say the moo straight after you've answered, regardless of what Ellie says.
Okay. You know what? I don't care. That's the technique I'm going for.
At the end of the quiz, Leon, you have a whopping. Please insert a drum.
Yes.
Please insert a drum roll here. 3.
Wow.
Brilliant.
That's it.
Sorry.
That's it. My mum's in the other room and just laughed.
Yes, Lynn. Yes, Bessie. And Tegan got.
Wow.
Drum roll, Tegan. Tegan got 7.
Suck my dick.
Lynn just
went. Yes. I'm a winner. I don't give a fuck. I win. I know eggs.
It was out of
11, supreme.
But when they got one question wrong, both of them.
Yeah. Lynn went, woohoo, for Tegan.
Yes, Bessie.
Oh, it's another victory
Lynn,
for Tegan.
Lynn really said women's rights. Lynn really said women support women.
She really did.
I'm just going to say it was rigged. And yeah, I think it's now time to move on to my segment, In What World?
In this world.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This week's top stories. Thailand decriminalises weed.
Yes.
People are rescued after falling into chocolate.
Oh no.
My dream.
Fucking Charlie. Johnny Depp.
And monkeys favour music over screen time. I'm Leon.
Mood.
And this is In What World?
In this world.
I thought Tegan mood again. I'm thinking, oh God.
Mood. In this mood.
Okay. Our first story for this week. Thailand has decriminalised weed. It's become the first Asian country to decriminalise cannabis, and it's no longer illegal to grow and trade marijuana.
But I thought, what about Amsterdam?
Anybody want to go to Asia and go get some marijuana then? No, it's free.
What about Amsterdam, though?
Amsterdam's not in Asia.
No, but they said it's the first country, didn't they?
The first Asian country.
Oh. All right, fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay. That's
however, recreational use is still discouraged. The country plans to distribute 1 million marijuana seedlings to encourage farmers. and authorities are limiting the strength of the product, mandating that the weed cannot contain over 0.2% THC.
Right, sorry, right. Just before we get on the serious side of it. So you are discouraging it, but you are giving out seeds to farmers to... What the fuck are growing it for then? What the fuck? Like, I discourage it, but here's all the tools to do it.
Medicinal use, I think that's what they're trying to go for.
Oh, well.
What's the thing? It can't... Oh, where is it when you can use... Is it weed for, like, medicine and to... Not for medicine, yeah, but that's like,
the
yeah.
Oil. Yeah, but that's the oil. And the oil doesn't even get you high, so I don't know why it's illegal anyway.
That I don't understand. I feel like that for medication, for the health of others should be legal, but...
I think it should be legal because, as they've already said, they don't want it to be over so much, the level, didn't they? You can control it a lot better, make it a lot safer, because people do it regardless.
Mm-hmm.
Why not just make it safer? And what was I going to say? Oh, and then hopefully they can fucking fix the smell because it fucking stinks.
Yeah, and this is a direct quote from the drug queen herself, Tegan.
I'm not a drug queen. You think I've done a lot of drugs, bestie? Like, you need to get some new friends.
Okay, right. Our next story this week. Two people have been rescued after they fell into a partially filled chocolate tank while doing maintenance work at a candy factory in Pennsylvania.
What in the Willy Wonka, Charlie in the Chocolate Factory, Roald Dahl, Johnny Depp fuckery is this?
So the sticky situation unfolded on Thursday at the Mars Wrigley plant in Elizabethtown, and it started at around 2 p.m., the county officials said. Officials did not say how the people became trapped in the chocolate vat, but they were eventually cut out through a hole.
Oh, at least not dead.
Were able to escape with it. They're not dead. So they were able to, escape unscathed. But yeah, I thought that was quite funny because it just sounds like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
What's the song they sing when he's stuck in there? The fucking little...
The big and greedy nincompoop.
Yeah. Oh my god, those little fucking guys are so scary but so funny.
Which one? The Johnny Depp one original one?
No, the Oompa Loompas.
Yeah.
They're both Oompa Loompas.
Is it the original one where they sing?
No, Johnny Depp's.
Johnny Depp's.
Greeny
ones. Nah, I agree. But yeah.
I'm scared of the fuckers.
I think the orange ones are
creepier. You think the friendly dwarfs in the original one are scarier?
No, but he's funny though, isn't it? He is the guy that he is funny.
Yeah, the guy who does it is 10 out of 10. To him.
What was his everything. Name?
I don't know. Let's find out, shall we? As if it was in 2005. I swear. That was the year my brother was born. That seems a bit mad. Ooh. Deep Roy. And I'm...
Deep Roy.
Deep Roy, honest to God.
Wow. What is this? Deep.
Throwback.
He's a Kenyan British actor, puppeteer and stunt... He's a stuntman?
Well, yes, you have bestie. To be. Our final news story for this week. Monkeys favour music over screen time, say researchers. So monkeys were given their own primate-focused versions of Spotify and Netflix, where they were seen to most likely choose audio stimuli over screen time, a study has found. This was conducted by researchers at... Yep, go on then.
So this is a fact I have heard 3 times in the past week from my manager. She's told me 3 times. It's like, well, we're having a normal conversation. And she'll go, do you know that monkeys and apes aren't the same thing? Like, apes aren't monkeys. She didn't know it. And I was like, well, yeah, no, I did kind of know. They look very different. And she's like, it's because I've not got tails. But when she says it's quite funny, she's about to share that. But like 3 times.
Oh, bless her.
She just out of nowhere, she'll go, did you know that apes aren't monkeys? And I'm like, Liz, you told me this like literally like yesterday. And she's like, I know, but do you know why? And I'm like, yeah, because I've not got tails. She's like, I know, my dad told me. I was really like, whoa.
I think that it's really nice that, you know, she's got something to cling on to. I think it's nice. unless it's early signs of dementia, then maybe get it checked.
I think she's all right, just at the moment.
At the moment. But yeah, so this was conducted by researchers at the University of Glasgow and Aalto University in Finland, where they set out to explore how a group of these white-faced Saki monkeys at what the... Korkiasari Zoo in Helsinki would respond to being able to trigger audio or visual stimuli on demand. They used infrared sensors to create 3 equally sized interactive zones in a tunnel in the monkey's enclosure, and the Sakis would trigger either a video or a sound on the screen in front of them, which played for as long as they chose to stay. So the monkeys, apparently, they prefer audio over video.
I do feel that, to be fair. I've always got music playing it, to be fair. I'd have music on all the time if I could.
Yeah. My question is, though, What is the point of this study?
Yeah, same. If you want to go to that, what's the fucking point in science? Because to me, they do like the stuff that's important, they never fucking do. They do random shit like this. So I'm not even going to question it anymore, to be honest. Like, they could be trying to solve the plastic problem, but instead they think, what the fuck? What the fuck do monkeys enjoy?
Exactly. Someone has sat down and thought, what do monkeys enjoy more? Spotify or Netflix?
They could be trying to, you know, like help, you know,
hey, resource here.
Animals that are going extinct, but instead they think, fuck it, let's fuck about with the monkeys some more.
Yeah.
Like, leave the monkeys alone.
But anyway, I think it's our time to move on to Tegan's segment, Agony Ant.
Yeah, me too. I am not an ant here, however, I am in agony. Okay, this week's agony ant problem is this one. Okay, I found this online. My boyfriend and I are keen to settle down and start a family. Everyone says it is too soon, but what do they know? Anyway, I'm 19 and work in a bar. He's 21 and he's got a good job in the service centre. I met him at a party on Christmas Eve. I'm head over heels in love with him and he feels the same about me. I've been with him now for 2 weeks. Oh!
2 weeks!
But I've known him for more than a month. I'm moving into his flat next week. We texted the other day about having a baby. I know our own minds. It's what we both want. I just need an opinion from someone who doesn't know me. Am I moving too fast?
Yes! Sorry, I'm not the agony aunt in this situation. Tegan, what do you think?
So, we're going to cut out the part where it says 2 weeks. 19 and 21, you know what? You're adults. If you're choosing to do that, that's your choice. If you have been together a while,
what,
however,
the 19 and 21?
Yes.
And they already talk about moving in, having a baby. But it, what?
A lot of people though, don't they? Like, think of our age now. How many people got sprogs? Mine's now over 10 figures. I've kept a record how many people have got kids now. We're looking at double figures now.
Like, to be fair, yeah. Like, I mean, my mum and dad were like 20 and 21 when I was born.
A lot of people having babies a lot younger now.
See, I think of myself now at the moment as a 20-year-old. I am not competent enough to bring up another life.
Do you know what? I look after children on the daily and I also do not feel competent to. And I have been told by several people that even when you're like 35 and having a child, you still do not feel competent to do it. The literal thought of raising a child is quite actually scary as fuck. That to have something completely 100% responsible of you, that you're responsible of, that needs you, depend on you the entire time, is actually pretty shit scary.
This is why I am generally content with the idea of possibly just being single and not having a child in the future. I am content with that idea. And also, nobody to bring you down either if that happens. Yeah, if I wanted to move somewhere to, you know, chase that sweet promotion, I don't have to worry about, oh, but my kid's in this school at the moment and my wife is working at this place, I can't move and get this promotion. No, if I was single, I'd be like, yeah, I'll move over to that place and get that promotion.
By the way, right, you watch Stranger Things, don't you, Leon?
I haven't watched season four.
I've watched season four. I've watched season four.
No, it's not about season four. It's not about that. But Millie Bobby Brown and Noah Schnapp, have you seen the interview where they've said that they will get married on the 40 if they're still single? Why have they stole our fucking plans? Why have they done that?
I know. This is our thing.
And everything they said, well, they were like, purely platonically. And I'm like, oh my God, yes. Why have they stole it? Like, that's so annoying. Like, we've been saying this since we were like 13.
I know. For anybody who doesn't know, for a very long time, since very early days of high school, me and Tegan, it starts off as a joke, but I feel like there's a bit of truth behind it now.
I feel like we're committed to it now. Like, it's just the case.
Yeah.
You're committed.
If we both reach the age of 40 and we still have not found anybody or started a family, then we have agreed to marry each other platonically, not in a romantic way.
We're going to live in separate houses and everything.
Just so we can say to our parents and our grandparents, yeah, we're married.
Yeah, like, you know? You can go to, like, events at families and be like, yeah, like, you don't have to be single. I'm not single anymore. Like, it's fine. Stop fucking judging me.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
When's the child coming? Never.
Never. It's done. Dead in the water, babes.
Unless it's Timothy, the adopted child.
Yeah. In the words of Halsey, when she does a speech saying, this belly's carrying nothing more than a salad.
Wait, quick question then. Say you do get to 40 and you do platonically marry each other. Would you adopt a child? Your platonic child? Would you adopt a platonic child?
Only if it's Timothy.
Do you know what? That's true. But there is people who do that, don't they? It's like best friends, just like raise a child.
Yeah. You know what? I think that might be a vibe.
fucking imagine this child is going to be
this
like
child
fucking,
is someone
wild in one breath, but the next breath quite calm and like, you know, very focused. And I'm like, just fucking get drunk. Let's get it. It's true. And I'm like, what the fuck do you do with it? Like, do you want a shot?
I also don't know whether they'd have daddy or mummy issues either.
Oh, wow. That's you true. Know? Well, I guess none, because we'd both be present, so none.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
It's absence that makes the heart grow fonder, you know?
It would be a very unhinged child, though.
It really would. Oh, my God, I follow this woman on TikTok, and it's a mother and daughter, and the fucking daughter's, like, the mum's in the circus, and the daughter's just, like, fucking changing school every 2 weeks. It's fucking mad, mate. Like, she's fucking living her life. Anyway, back to this. But all I'm going to say is you've known him 2 weeks. Shut the fuck up. That's annoying. Yes, it's too fast.
Exactly. It's,
you've been together like a year,
really,
then maybe
fast.
Not. But 2 weeks.
I'd say even a year would be too
no,
much
so would
to
I,
you
but...
know, start thinking about these things. Maybe a year would be the conversation where, like, maybe we should start moving in with each other. And then, you know, a couple of years down the line, get married and have children and whatnot. But not in 2 weeks, people.
No.
Too quick.
I mean, I am 20 years old, so I'm right in the middle of these two ages. One minute I'm very fucking certain on one thing, and then 2 weeks later I'm fucking obsessed with Scandal. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm Grey's Anatomy 1 minute, I'm Scandal the next. I'm Suits in between all that. You know, your mind changes. Your mind changes. Like the wind. 1 minute I want to quit my job, the next minute I love my job. It's not the time to decide.
It's moments like this as well where I truly believe that I wouldn't be happy in a relationship where the other person was older than I am. I am truly setting my plans where I am not going to be moving into a house until I'm at the age of 24. If I am with a person who is older than me, they'd want to go into a house much sooner, which means I'd have to ruin those plans and then spend money that I don't want to spend in order to move into a new house. And I'm never going to rent either. I refuse to rent. You might as well just get a mortgage if you're going
to
rent.
You could get an old woman if you're 24, because you'd be ready to move into your own house.
But at the moment, I wouldn't be happier going with somebody who was older, because, and also for me, older is maximum 2 years. I would not go any higher.
Would you go younger? Didn't hear
no,
I know. Want
to catch a case today.
Oh yeah, I'm about to say.
See, the thing, I'm attracted to maturity in terms of mentalness, not in terms of age.
Said, did you?
Wait, what did you say?
Children.
Wow. No, the thing is, I'm attracted to maturity in people. By maturity, I don't mean I'm attracted to older people. I mean, I'm attracted in people who are just sensible, you know? And you don't really get that.
Why are we friends?
You do.
Did I say, what are you trying to say about me and Tegan there?
Well, no, that's exactly that. We are friends, not romantic partners. That's the reason why. Because yeah. I could never. But yeah, so.
Leon, do you know what? I think you just need to like lighten up. Like, you're 20 years old.
No, because I don't...
You're going to go through your life and never experience one drug, not even a legal drug. Not even.
Never.
Really? That's so boring. So boring.
Paracetamol's a drug. I'm sure you can,
It's not responsible. It's boring. Poppers are legal. There's no harm in doing a popper. You won't even do that, Bestie.
No, I will not.
Leon,
this is coming from someone who didn't even touch a drop of alcohol until I turned 18.
That is so sad.
But yeah, no, so I wouldn't want to be in a relationship where they were just like really petty or immature and whatnot. And unfortunately, that's a lot of people my age and a lot of people younger than me as well. So it's just, it doesn't bode well for me at all.
Rip.
I'm going to make some brownies.
Wait.
Is that a reference to something?
Yeah, I don't...
How the... Oh, my God.
It's okay. Just let him be.
Okay. I may not make them myself. I may have to just find someone who makes them.
Yeah. We can add a bit of garnish on top.
Brownies are nice.
Yes, they are lovely.
I like brownies. I don't get the reference.
Leon likes brownies, everyone.
Fuck off now.
I don't think we should explain.
Okay.
Well, anyway, I think it's our time to wrap it up for this week.
Have you ever watched TV?
I don't know.
Yes. Yes, I have. I have.
Yes, I have. That sounds very fake.
I just don't. What are brownies? Brownies are brownies.
Yeah.
What can
don't
you bake
tell
in?
Me, like, the...
What can you put inside brownies?
The cookies were cookies on Grey's Anatomy.
I'm lost.
Blazed for 20.
Does it have weed in it?
You can make weed brownies, yeah?
Ding, ding, ding.
Edibles.
Why are they called brownies, though? I'm sure it's green.
No, you just make a fucking brownie and put it in, you dickhead.
You put it into the mixture and then bake it.
So I'm making a brownie with it. Oh, wow, this is...
You might as well just have a brownie, though.
Right, okay.
No, because it's not going to get you fucking... Oh, wow, okay.
I think it's about time we wrap this podcast up. Thank you so much
for listening. Me too. It's been great. Yeah. Leon needs to live a little. He's 20 years old.
Yeah, you can support us on Patreon for as little as £1
or $1.40.
You can find us on Twitter, which is in the bio.
Yeah. Follow us on TikTok, which is run by Ella, which is
GTNALT_podcast.
And that's all. Thanks so much for listening.
Yeah. No, all the information is in the episode bio.
We took over then.
Stealing my outro.
You were taking too long.
I was taking too long.
Oh well.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.